California's 2024 primary highlights, PROP 1 too close to call. Schiff, Garvey to face off in November. Balikian. California's primary elections coincided with the largest contest so far in the 2024 presidential race on Super Tuesday, giving observers a first glimpse of the contentious national election year ahead. Key race results as of Tuesday night included U.S. Representative Adam Schiff and former Los Angeles Dodgers star Steve Garvey heading to the general election in November to fight for Dianne Feinstein's old Senate seat. Based on preliminary results as of 1:16 a.m. Wednesday, Californians are torn on Proposition 1, as 50.7% of voters approved Governor Gavin Newsom's mental health funding overhaul. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon will face former U.S. Attorney Nathan Hochman in the general election. Additionally, it appears L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger will retain her seat, and Supervisor Janice Hahn was able to fend off former Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Los Angeles County has more than 5.6 million voters, but historically low turnout was expected throughout the state, and polls forecasted an older and more conservative turnout than usual in deep blue California. As of Tuesday midnight, Los Angeles County reported 779,729 ballots had been processed. In a crowded race for the highly coveted U.S. Senate seat held by Dianne Feinstein from 1992 until her death last year, Adam Schiff, who represents California's 30th congressional district in the U.S. House of Representatives, and Mr. Garvey, a Republican, will face off in November. Though Mr. Schiff is leading with 33.8% as of 1:12 a.m. Wednesday, for the full term, which starts in January 2025, Mr. Garvey prevails with the same percentage for the partial term. Leading up to the primary election, Mr. Schiff consistently outspent and outpolled his challengers. According to media reports, the race is the most expensive U.S. Senate contest in the state's history, with more than $65 million, led by Schiff's $38 million in spending. Fellow Democrat Katie Porter and latecomer GOP candidate, former Los Angeles Dodgers star Steve Garvey, were vying for second place. But by Friday, a poll from the UC Berkeley Institute of Government Studies had Mr. Garvey leading Mr. Schiff 27% to 25%. Mr. Garvey's campaign offered what he called a common-sense alternative, attacking congressional Democrats on immigration, law enforcement, housing, and economic issues and appealing to California's Latino and working-class constituents. "Welcome to the California comeback," Mr. Garvey told reporters after the polls had closed Tuesday night. "What you are all feeling tonight is what it's like to hit a walk-off home run, kind of like San Diego in 84, he said, referring to his iconic, game-winning home run for the Padres in the National League Championship Series. Mr. Garvey's relative momentum was a highlight in a state where GOP candidates have not won a U.S. Senate race since the 1980s and where Democrat voters outnumber their Republican counterparts nearly 2-1. Meanwhile, several high-profile Democrats, including State Assemblywoman Laura Freedman, State Senator Anthony Portantino, and former Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Feuer, were among 10 candidates vying for Schiff's House seat, which is based in Burbank, in a district that stretches from Pasadena and the Angeles National Forest to Echo Park and West Hollywood. And while Ms. Freedman led with 28% Tuesday midnight, surprise came in the form of Republican candidate Alex Balikian, an intensive care physician from Glendale who garnered slightly over 20%, putting him in second place. "I am proud to spearhead a grassroots movement that has escaped the attention of the mainstream media but has summarized the universal malaise that represents the person on the ground in our district," Mr. Balikian told the Epoch Times in a statement Tuesday night. "We do not like the career politicians who have dominated the discourse, and we look forward to electing citizen legislators who espouse term limits and common-sense laws that encourage the small business culture of immigrants in this district." Mr. Balikian campaigned on parental rights, fiscal conservatism, immigration, and public safety and took a strong line on homelessness in a recent debate, saying, "As a physician in Congress, I will solve this crisis by treating it as the mental health and drug addiction crisis that it is." March 5 was also a chance for voters to decide on Governor Gavin Newsom's signature mental health reform initiative, Proposition 1, a two-part bill authorizing $6.4 billion in bonds and reallocating existing wealth tax revenue for treatment beds and supportive housing. Prop 1 was the only statewide measure on the primary ballot this year. The campaign's tagline, "Treatment Not Tents," appealed to voters' feelings about the state's homelessness problem, which continues to swell despite the spending of $20 billion to solve the crisis over the past several years. Supporters framed Prop 1 as an urgent pivot toward prioritizing the sickest of the sick and finally putting a dent in the gaping need for housing and treatment. Opponents, including mental health professionals and county leaders, argued it would raid existing services that keep vulnerable residents from falling into homelessness, addiction, and severe mental illness and give the state a blank check to double down on failed policy. The governor and his allies raised more than $26 million to promote the measure, crushing the opposition, which raised only $1,000. It also appears incumbent Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon will face off in November against former U.S. Attorney Nathan Hochman. Mr. Gascon was leading in that race with 22% of the vote, compared to Mr. Hochman's 18%. 11 challengers in the race attacked Mr. Gascon for being soft on crime and sparred over his representation of crime statistics, with the incumbent maintaining crime is decreasing and his reforms are working. Mr. Gascon was quoted by the Los Angeles Times before the election day saying the primary has been arduous and very heavily contested. While violent crime was down slightly in 2023 over the previous year, according to LAPD, violent crime was significantly higher in 2023 than in 2020. Mr. Gascon was sworn in on December 7, 2020, and property crimes have increased every year of his term by a total of 24%, and shoplifting is up 81% over the past year alone, opponents argued. Tonight, three-quarters of Angelenos rejected George Gascon and said enough is enough of playing politics with our community's safety, Mr. Hochman, who placed second as of Tuesday midnight, said in a statement, calling it an end to the golden age of criminals. I look forward to restoring trust with prosecutors, a partnership with law enforcement, and credibility with victims and the public, Mr. Hochman said. Voters also approved Measure HLA, a citizen-drafted road safety initiative, by about 65%, according to early results released Tuesday midnight. Proponents had pointed to rising vehicular violence and pedestrian deaths and the need for roadway upgrades, expanded bike lanes, and pedestrian safety features. The union that represents Los Angeles firefighters came out against the measure, arguing its removal of traffic lanes would impede access during emergencies. Critics also argued pegging critical infrastructure repairs to equity and environmental justice would be impractical and costly. This is a momentous win for safer roads, Damian Kevitt, executive director of Streets Are for Everyone, an advocacy group that supported the measure. What's amazing is this is an example of how democracy actually works. Measure HLA was not won by big corporations or vested interests. It was won by parents who were concerned about the safety of their children. It was won by pedestrians knocking on doors and cyclists delivering campaign signs. And it was won by family members who have personally lost a loved one due to traffic violence, Mr. Kevitt said. Incumbents in LA County Supervisor Districts 2, 4, and 5 outspent and defeated their challengers. Vying for her third and final term, incumbent Catherine Barger faced four opponents for District 5, led by Assemblyman Chris Holden from Pasadena. A moderate Republican, Ms. Barger aligns with her more progressive counterparts on many issues. Mr. Holden's campaign highlighted Ms. Barger's connections to former President Donald Trump donors and painted her as a MAGA Republican on abortion, immigration, and gun control, but Ms. Barger racked up endorsements from Planned Parenthood, the Sierra Club, law enforcement, and unions. By Tuesday midnight, Mississippi Barger had garnered 60% of the vote, with Mr. Holden a distant 22%. In District 4, incumbent Janice Hahn also had more than 60%, fending off challenges from former LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva and Rancho Palos Verdes Mayor John Cruikshank. and incumbent Holly Mitchell far outpaced challengers with more than 67% in the 2nd District. Former President Donald Trump received 77.8% of the California Republican vote as of Tuesday midnight and trounced former Governor of South Carolina Nikki Haley in more than a dozen key GOP primaries, including Virginia, North Carolina, and Texas, among others.